conclusion that's been reached this evening is really disappointing for East Cowes. I think it's really disappointing for the island as well. What we'll do now is go away and consider everything we've heard this evening. There's obviously a lot of discussion this evening about the marine manufacturing element. Disappointed there was no broader discussion about what a better ferry terminal would have meant to the island. And also the fact now, on the basis of refusal tonight, then the Solent Gateway funding, the 3.7 million of Solent Gateway funding, is now severely at risk. And effectively, East Cowes regeneration is no more.
Will you appeal?
We'll go away and consider whether appeal or whether we, on the basis of what we've heard this evening, we need to think about a slightly different application. Appeal is one option, which we will definitely consider, but obviously it's a bit too early yet. There's a lot been discussed this evening. Interestingly, the focus on the marine manufacturing didn't come out of the broader consultation that we held. That was very much focused upon the mixed use. But clearly, from the members' perspective, the marine manufacturing element is very important, and we'll go away and consider that.
What are the implications for the Southampton end of things? Because obviously you're planning a larger terminal there as well.
So it makes no sense for us to have a large terminal in Southampton and a constrained terminal in East Cowes if we don't think that we can resolve the issues here in East Cowes. Then we will have to consider downscaling the size of the terminal in Southampton. That would probably mean a new planning application and therefore delays into that. We would still move, but we wouldn't need a terminal of the size that we're currently planning.
And just final one from me. Have you handled this really badly? I mean, I remember the first story coming out about this when residents found out the homes might be demolished by a notice in Waitrose, and since then you've been criticised for a lazy application. People have said that Redfernal have handled this whole thing really badly.
There's a huge amount of work gone into this. There's a lot of issues, a lot of different opinions. To be fair, this evening we've heard a slightly different opinion to that we've heard before. And I think the recent resurgence of marine manufacturing, for which we take some credit, has probably changed views just in the space of the last few months.
Well, that's all I need.
Sorry, I'm
you might want to keep answering it in that direction, but my one is, I mean, what's your message to the local people? They have petitions, you've heard them on iVote Radio, you've had them speaking to you in the street. I mean, there was a lot of concern about this plan at all points of the process. What's your concern to those local residents? What's your comments?
I think my concern is now that East Cowes regeneration is no more. On the basis of tonight's decision, there is no East Cowes regeneration now. The funding is severely at risk. On the basis of what we have now, East Cowes won't change.
Do you think people will mind? There was argument there to say that it's growing anyway without their regeneration.
There was an argument about that this evening. I think there's a lot more to be understood about that. Those buildings are under lease until May 17. Nobody else has stepped up to try to take those leases, so I'm not quite sure that marine manufacturing is going to be ongoing quite in the way that was being described this evening. But we'll go away and we'll talk to those businesses again and see if there is a way forward with it.
And last one for me. You were criticised of this being a land grab, and the planning permissions for those two marshalling yards you have now entirely outlined. There was no promise that would happen. Do you think that's played a part in this refusal?
Well, I always interpreted the land grab piece to be in relation to Seaholme Yard, to that land. I really don't understand how a land grab is when nobody else has been coming forward to try and procure that land. And bear in mind, go back to the 2007 approved plan, that land was always destined to be a ferry terminal. No one's ever put forward an alternate plan for it. There is no sustainable route forward for that manufacturing, because I don't know who's going to buy the land from the HCA. So there's a lot of unanswered questions based on tonight's decision.
Thank you.
Just one last thing from me, Kevin. You said East Cowes regeneration is dead in the water, effectively. I mean, do you seriously think that's the case?
Absolutely. There is no plan. We don't have a planning approval.
You don't have a plan B of any sort, or a rethink of this plan at the moment that you've
got? Regeneration, as described, i.e. giving the town its town centre back, moving all the traffic out, that's all gone. That plan is no more as of this evening. So, you know, we'll go away and consider what it means to our business, because I understand people see a half-empty yard. They need to come along in July and August and see when it's completely full and overflowing and clogging up all the roads. So, which I'm afraid, you know, will be the case now for many years to come, unless we can come up with an alternate scheme.
Right. Can you get an idea of timescales on that, Jack?
My understanding is we have 6 months to consider an appeal.
Right. And you're not ruling that out yet,
are you? I'm not ruling anything out at this point in time. Mm. We need to go away, analyse the reasons for the refusal in detail, and determine whether it's an appeal against the current application or we consider a different application.
Do you think that there's been some kind of failing in the system here? Because I understand you went through the sort of pre-application process, as it were. You were talking to officers.
Yep.
It was recommended for conditional approval, and yet here we are suddenly conditional approval, but here we are suddenly refused. I mean, in terms of looking at that process, has there been a failing there for you as applicants?
I wouldn't necessarily say a failing. It's frustrating when, we felt that we had an application that was fully in line with the island policy, that was conditionally recommended by the planning officers, that was fully funded, that enabled Solent Gateway money as well. We find ourselves now in a very different position. So.
And has that Solent Gateway money, has it gone completely if this doesn't go through?
Well, it hasn't gone completely. It was conditional upon planning. So on the basis of no planning, it is obviously severely at risk. It also has a time constraint on it till March 2018. So whatever course of action we take, we need to take it pretty quickly if we're going to try and save that money. But frankly, it's severely at risk now.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.